Hello, everybody. I'm Angela, and welcome to Spill the Coffee, my podcast. In today's episode, I'm just going to talk about the Met Gala. Okay, so overall, I liked what I saw in the sense of the outfits were good, but I expected way more. With a theme like the Gilded Age, we needed more drama. We needed more outfits that gave Blake Lively, that gave Billie Eilish. Like, you know, those outfits were amazing. I also am obsessed with Bella Hadid's outfit. I think those were the ones that gave more, the most Gilded Age, and also Emma Chamberlain. Those were the ones that I liked the most in the theme, because there were some that were not on theme at all, or that did not seem like Gilded Age, but those were my favorites out of all of the outfits. So I'm looking to find, like, okay, so I'm gonna be commenting all of them. I'm going to be talking about all of them, or the most influential ones. There were some awkward moments in, like, some of the interviews that Vanessa Hudgens and the other guy that I don't remember his name did with Daphne. I don't know her name. Daphne something, I think it's her name. She is the actress of, what's the name of it? I don't remember, but it's a British show, I think, or Irish or something. I don't know. But there was a really awkward moment there. Okay, so also, wait, before I talk about anything, if you know me, you know I love Lily Reinhart, and she is one of my favorite celebrities because she doesn't have the behavior of a, you know, like a celebrity like nowadays that are super fucking mean and disgusting. She isn't, and she talks openly about, you know, all of her mental health issues and everything that she has gone through. And I saw her Instagram post, his stories, talking about how disgusting she feels, that, you know, Kim Kardashian openly said that she literally starved herself to fit into the dress that Marilyn Monroe wore. You know, the dress that she wore for the Met Gala was a Marilyn Monroe dress from the 1960s or 1950s that Marilyn wore for the Happy Birthday, Mr. President, like that iconic moment. But I saw the interview on Vogue Live. I was watching it, the Met on live, and when she said that, I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, how are you so inconsiderate? Like, what the fuck? Like, don't say those things. That's how fucking toxic society is, that even fucking Kim Kardashian starves herself to fit into a fucking dress. That's just, and like, is she really that dumb that she couldn't have realized that that can make people feel really horrible or trigger them? Like, bitch, are you really that dumb? Okay, I'm not gonna get into it anymore. But the first outfit I'm gonna talk about, Janelle Monáe. Love the outfit, okay? I kind of don't think it's on theme at all, but I do believe her vision. You know, I love Janelle Monáe, and I love her style and her vision for, you know, fashion. And I liked what she said about her dress, and I really like it. She's dressed by Ralph Lauren. Amazing. Then my favorite of the night was Blake Lively. Blake is the queen of the Met, dude. She looked amazing. Like, oh my God. They were dressed by Versace. Like, Ryan Reynolds was rich. Blake Lively was dressed by Versace, and Ryan Reynolds was in Ralph Lauren. Very simple. Like, literally, the only dude that kind of risked it more was Bad Bunny, I think, and that was really it. And Sebastian Stan, but Sebastian Stan was completely out of theme. I loved it, though. He looked amazing. Yeah. Then there's a woman, Aboa, I don't know who that is, and Tory Burch. I don't like the dress. Polka dot, no, don't wear polka dots ever. Okay, so there was one of the hostess that was Lala Anthony. When I saw her interviewing people, I was like, there's no way you're wearing that. Oh my god, it's so fucking ugly. I think I've never seen a dress that ugly. And I've seen plenty of ugly dresses. It is so bad. It's like probably one of the worst ones I've ever seen. Like, it's, I'm not kidding. It's really bad. I liked Vanessa Hudgens, kind of. I was like, it was confusing. It was confusing. She was dressed by Moschino. I'm sorry. I don't know. It was weird. I kind of liked it, but at the same time, I didn't. And then there's a woman that's irrelevant, another irrelevant woman. Okay, the guy I was talking about. Hamish Bowles. That was another interviewer. Very simple, okay? It's like, okay, it's Gilded Age, but like, give me more. Like, okay, girl, give us nothing. Like, no! Okay, Sydney Sweeney. Oh my god, Sydney Sweeney. I loved it. I love the dress. It's fantastic. Tory Burch did amazing. It is amazing. I'm obsessed with it. I feel like she could have done something different in the sense of she could have done a little bit more. For the first Met, it was really amazing though. Like, she, I'm obsessed. I have no words. Then Emma Chamberlain, the queen herself in Louis Vuitton. I love you, bitch. Her hair. Oh my god, her hair. I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed. Anna Wintour looked, I don't know what she's wearing. I don't understand. Then, okay, let me see something interesting. All of these people are irrelevant. I don't know them. Who are you? No, still don't know you. No, don't know you. Okay, I think that's, no, I don't know him. Don't know you. Okay, Tommy Dorfman and Christopher Kane. I love her. She is amazing. I'm obsessed. The dress is not my favorite at all. She's gorgeous, but that material? Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I don't like it. It's really weird, and it's not Gilded Age. How hard is it to follow the fucking theme? Dude, why do people not follow the theme? I'm getting angry. Okay, I love this one. Casey Musgraves. Yes, that's a yes. She looked amazing. Prada always does an amazing job. Obsessed with it. Oh my god, what is this? I don't know this woman, Isabel Bomeke. What the fuck is that? Please Google that. It is the most horrible thing I've ever seen. Oh my god, it's so bad. Okay, Kaia Gerber. So I'm confused, okay? I like it. I do. But it's not giving Gilded, it's giving 1920s. You know, it's not really Gilded, it's a 1920s. And I love the dress, but I feel like the hair makes her face look really small. Like, her face is really small already. And with such big hair, I feel like it's confusing. I don't know. I like her. I do like the outfit itself, but there's something weird about it. I don't know, but I do like it. She was dressed by Alexander McQueen. Another heterosexual dude wearing a tie and a suit. Like, bitch. Oh, yes. Okay, I'm seeing something different. And a guy, Kelvin Harrison in Prada, wearing like boots that are completely jeweled with like a super long blazer and a purple shirt with a yellow tie. Obsessed with it. Yes, that's a yes for me. I love that one. That's so good. That's so good. Then, I don't know. Okay, Priscilla Presley looked amazing. Like, oh my god, I love it. It's very simple,
But I kind of like it. She's like giving queen. She's like giving, I'm a mother and I'm obsessed with it. Well, no, you're not a mother. You're a grandmother. I love that. Okay. Let's see. Camila Mendes. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. I love it. Like, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with the outfit. Like, the gloves, the dress, the hair, the makeup, all of it is just fantastic. Amy and Fred Leighton Jewelry. Oh, and Amy and Fred Leighton Jewelry. Okay. Another heterosexual guy wearing a suit. Amy Schumer and Chloe don't like it. I don't like Amy Schumer. I don't find her funny at all. I don't know. But it's just my opinion. Maude Apatow and Miu Miu and Cartier Jewelry. Yes, it's a yes. It's a definite yes. Though I must say, I mean, for the first met, again, amazing. Going for a safe bet. I hope that for the next one, she pops off because I feel like she has so much potential and her stylists are not risking it. If they risk it with her, they're gonna win. So I feel like they should definitely do something more risque for the next one. Oh my God, what is this? Chloe Kim in Giambattista Valley Couture. No. You look like cotton candy with feathers on it. No. No. Oh my God, where's that? No. What is this? Joanne Smalls and Tom Ford. Tell me, where do you see the gilded age? Like, where do you see gilded glamour? I don't see it. Bitch, follow the theme. Another heterosexual guy in Dior in a fucking suit with sneakers. That's a no. Just no. Okay, this is like one of my favorite things I've ever seen. Anderson .Paak in Gucci. This is like one of the first things that I see from Gucci that is not from Harry Styles that I actually enjoy. I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with the jacket. I'm obsessed with the glasses, the hair, everything. Anderson .Paak, you're amazing. Then this guy. Okay. Evan Mogg and Head of State. Okay, I know it's on theme, you know, it's like one of the only guys that was on theme. But I feel like he looks like a doll, like an elf. I don't like, it's weird. I like it. I like the outfit, but just seeing him in it's funny. It's just giving me I kind of chuckle at it. It's quite the outfit. Shawn Mendes. I only like it because it's giving Doctor Strange vibes, and we are up for that. Okay, the most horrendous thing I've ever seen. Well, it's not horrendous. It's just not my type of clothing. Jordan Roth and Thom Browne, I don't like it. Camila Cabello, no. It's a no. What the fuck is that? Like, in the first place, it's not gilded glamour at all, and it's just ugly. Oh my God, I'm so okay. This is like probably the worst Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas have done. They look horrible. Like, what is that? I mean, they look good because they're hot and they're very attractive. But what is the outfit? What are those outfits? Oh my God, I hate the dress. I hate the dress. Like Louis Vuitton, the only good thing they did this year was Emma Chamberlain, I think. And that's it. And it's sad for me because I love Louis Vuitton, but everything I'm seeing gives me no. It's no. It's not gilded glamour in the first place. Like that's for fucking sure. But the outfit is so ugly. It's so bad. So bad. It's horrible. Okay, this woman I loved, Michelle Yeoh, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, in Atelier Prabal Groom. I love the color. I love the gown. It's fantastic. I'm seeing a press person behind, like with her, like sugar, like gasping at her, and I'm her. Yeah, for sure. Oh my God, what is this? No, Mindy, I love you, Mindy Kaling, but no. What is that color? And what is that? That is not gilded glamour. No, it's not. Okay, Gemma Chang. in Louis Vuitton. I love her, but it looks like she's wearing a hanger in her dress. Like, what is that? No, no. Okay, not people I don't know. Another woman in Chloe Grass in Louis Vuitton. I hate it. I hate it. Victor Glamour in H&M. H&M? H&M? What? Why does he look good, though? Like, why did H&M do better than Louis Vuitton? What is this? What is this? Okay, my man, Sebastian Stan. Man, you're looking good. Have you ever seen a guy this handsome walking the streets? He's gonna get arrested. Cause he's killing all the ladies. Pow, pow. Pow, pow, pow. Yes, that's just all I gotta say. Not on theme at all. Like, not even close. But it's Sebastian Stan, so we stan. Okay? Okay, this is one of my favorites. Laura Harrier in H&M. Again, H&M did better than Louis Vuitton. What is wrong with people? Oh my God, what is going on? But that is gilded glamour. Bitch, you're gonna have to start listening to H&M now because it looks like they know more about fashion and gilded glamour than Louis Vuitton. What is this? I'm obsessed with the outfit. I'm obsessed with the dress. Everything about it is giving gilded glamour. So congratulations, Laura and H&M, because they did amazing. Like, it's perfect. It's amazing. Okay, Femme Stone and Louis Vuitton. I'm crying because I love her and she's the best. But she looks like a 10-year-old going to church on Sunday. Okay, this, I think I'm going to get roasted for it, okay? Sarah Jessica Parker. I'm obsessed with it. I don't like the headpiece. I feel like it's, you know, she gives really good headpieces and, like, she is known for that in the Met Gala. But I don't like that one. I feel like it's way too extravagant. But I love the dress. I love it. I love it. And it is gilded glamour. It's giving gilded glamour. We love that. She's dressed by a lot of people. Okay. Cynthia Erivo and Louis Vuitton. No. No. Okay, then this guy wearing boots. Frederick Robertson in Iris van Herpen. I think Iris only did one outfit that I liked, and I don't even remember who it was. I don't like it. It's not gilded. It's giving camp. You're in 2019 now? What is this? Okay, Alicia Keys and Ralph Lauren. I like it. I like it, but I feel like I would have. I love the cape. I love the skyline. You know, like, it's New York skyline. It's giving amazing. But I feel like, as much as I love the cape, I would have done something different to put the skyline, like, you know, like Blake Lively did with her gown, because the gown and the cape is not gilded glamour. It's more, it's different. It's not gilded glamour. It's just, I'm doing my own thing and I'm wearing a cape with the New York skyline all over it. Hillary Clinton. I like it, but she looks really tiny. I feel like she looks really tiny. It is gilded glamour, and I like that she, you know, has names all over her dress of, like, a powerful women in history, and I like that a lot. What else? Let me see someone else. Ooh, okay. I'm seeing an older couple wearing, I don't know what, but it is gilded glamour, and I like that. I like it. So, Stephen Jones and Amy Fine Collins. I like it. I like it a lot. Bradley Cooper is, bitch, you're going to the Met Gala and you're going to wear a black suit with a white shirt. Are you fucking kidding me right now? No. No. Okay. I don't know how to say her name. Ho Young Jung in Louis Vuitton. She looks amazing. Don't get me wrong. She looks amazing because she's freaking hot. But it's not gilded glamour. It's not. And I wanted drama. I wanted Gilded. And I'm not seeing it. Okay, now this one. Carey Mulligan. Yes. 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 I like it. It's a different vibe of Gilded Glamour, but it is Gilded Glamour. Bitch, is it that hard? Dude, it's amazing. I'm obsessed with it. Okay. Let me look for someone else that is relevant. You know, okay. I'm pretty sure everybody has seen this, but there was a guy that was wearing jeans and looked like a scared man. He was wearing Bottega Veneta. Bottega? I don't know how to say it. Whatever. He looked horrible. I hate it. It's the most horrible thing. You're going to wear jeans to the Met Gala? Jeans! Ooh, Ben Platt. Yes. Is a yes for me wearing a corset? Obsessed with it. Yes. No. Danai Gurira. I love Danai because she's a queen. We love her. We stan her. But I don't like the dress. Yes. Oh, yeah. Jodie Turner Smith and Joshua Jackson Gucci. I mean, Joshua is giving very, like, it is Gilded. It's giving Gilded. It's giving Gilded, and we like it. And we stan. They are a very hot couple. Oh, my God. Yeah. We stan. Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Sabrina Carpenter and Cabo? I'm literally blind. Sabrina Carpenter in Paco Rabanne. I'm confused. I like the outfit. I like it, but repeat with me. It's not giving Gilded Glamour. Bitch, why do you people, like, why don't they follow the theme? Winnie Harlow, don't like it. Okay, this Daisy Edgar Jones and Oscar De La Renta. I like it, but it's not giving Gilded. It's giving 1920s. I think people were confused. Like, it's giving 1920s, not, oh! Ooh, Phoebe Bridges, yes. Well, it's not Bridges. I don't know her name, and I just invented her last name. Phoebe Bridgers in Jonathan's Simke. Yeah, it's a yes for me. Love her and stan her. Tiana Taylor and no. Okay, Rajay John Page and George Armani. yeah, we stan. We stan this woman. It's this woman, this man. He's the Duke from the Bridge to 10, and we obsess with him. Kris Jenner, unpopular opinion, I kind of like it. She looks really good, and that color suits her. Okay, yes, Billie Eilish, yes, yes. That's Gilded Glamour, bitch. That's Gilded Glamour. I wanted those corsets. I wanted the dramatic skirts. I wanted all of I don't even know how to explain it. But that's what I wanted. Is it so hard? Copy Billie Eilish for the next time, okay? Okay. Tessa Mae Thompson. I like it. And it's kind of gilded. Yeah. We give her. Yeah. I like it. Looking for someone else that I like. Phineas and Gucci, we like it. Taylor Hill, this was also one of my favorites ones. She was wearing Miss Sohi, supported by Dolce & Gabbana. I love it. I love the color. I love the long gown. I love the flowers. I loved it all. It was amazing. Kate Moss and Burberry, obsessed. Ooh, Lenny Kravitz, yes. Jared Leto and Alessandra Michele and Gucci. I don't know who's who, but we give it a thumbs up. Nicola Coughlin, I don't like it. Dakota Johnson looked scared, and I don't like it, and it's not gilded. Simone Ashley, yes. Where else? Macy Williams. Fuck yes. Obsessed with it. I'm obsessed. Come on, bitch. I'm running out of time. Come on, my Wi-Fi is not working. Okay, so we've got. Oh my God, my Wi-Fi, what the fuck is wrong with this? Oh my God, no. What have I done? What have I done? What have I done? I'm so dumb. Okay, I got it. Okay. Christine Baranski and Thom Browne. Yes. Christine Baranski, whatever you do, I stan you. You're a queen. Let's get married. Dove Cameron. That was the only one that I liked by Iris Ben Harpin. I'm obsessed with it because I feel like she got the kind of like the roots of the Gilded and not the stuff like I don't know how to explain it, but she got kind of like the skeleton of the dresses that were, you know, like the shape. She made it that way. Iris Van Herpen, and I'm obsessed with that outfit. That is the only one that I liked by Iris, and I'm obsessed. Then a very simple gown that is not given Gilded, it's given Wedding by that is Miranda Kerr. Ooh, Lily Eldridge in Costume Katie. I like it. I like it. Yeah. It's like it's gilded but modern, and that's something cool. Okay, Bad Bunny. He looks awkward. He's wearing Burberry. He looks really awkward, but I do like it because it's different, and I like that he does different things with his style. I think he's really cool, and he could and now he's gonna be a superhero in Marvel. Fuck yeah. fuck yeah. Another reason to watch the Marvel movies, okay? Gigi Hadid and Versace. Okay. So this is the only year that Gigi has gone to the Met Gala, and I haven't really liked it. I like the pants. I like the corset. I like the boot. I love the color. The coat is what's pushing me a little bit. It's giving puffer jacket. And I don't like that. I don't like that. I kind of like it, but at the same time, I don't. I like it because it's Gigi Hadid. And it's really hard for me not to like something that Gigi does. But I don't like it. And it's hard for me because I'm saying no to Versace, which is like my favorite brand ever. So I like it, but I don't. It's weird. Oh, okay. So we've got Irina Shayk and Burberry. As much as I love the outfit, it's giving like rock star. It's amazing. I'm obsessed with it. It is not gilded at all. Like, it is not gilded at all. And I don't like that because Arena always does amazing. It's sad. Sad. Megan Thee Stallion. How do I tell you this? I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate it so much. I don't like it. It's weird looking. It's not good. It's not good at all. Megan, I expected more from you. What this hurts. This it hurts to say no to Megan Thee Stallion. She's a queen. She's my hot girl. Okay, Hailey Bieber and Saint Laurent and I'm obsessed. Yes, this is a yes for me. It looks comfy. She looks comfy. I feel like her last Met Gala was really tough because of, you know, like all the fans of Selena Gomez shouting at her, and screaming. And we all saw the videos. I'm not the biggest fan of Justin Bieber or Hailey, but I do like the outfit. I kind of like her. You know, I'm not the biggest fan, but I kind of like her. And she looks really, really pretty. And that dress is fantastic, and I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Chloe Bailey, no. You look like a bacteria. The dress looks like a fucking bacteria. Like it looks like an amoeba. I don't know how you say that in English. Amoeba. If you know what that is, then if you don't know what that is, Google it. If you know what it is, then you know what I mean. And she's wearing like a necklace. I'm confused. I don't even know what I'm looking at. It's really weird. No, I don't like it. Kiki Layne and Prabal Gurung. I like it. Thumbs up. I don't know who you are, but you did amazing. Lily James by Versace. I like it a lot. And it's it's a different vision of gilded glamour. I mean, Lily James is like the hottest. I'm obsessed with her. She looks amazing. She looks super, super good. Everything about her outfit is fantastic. I have a new celebrity crush. Yes. The only problem, she dated Chris Evans and I didn't. So I kind of hate her. But at the same time, I kind of love her. It's like I'm confused. Kendall Jenner in Prada, a thumbs up for me. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with the gown. I knew that she was going to surf. She always surfs. And she did not disappoint. Oscar Isaac and Thom Browne. It hurts, but no. I love it because he's wearing a dress and we like that. But it's not gilded, honey. It's not gilded. Lizzo, yes! Lizzo, you did so good, Lizzo! You did amazing. Nicki Minaj, my queen. Yes! Yes. I don't like the cap, but I love the rest of it. Like, I'm obsessed with this outfit. Her titties are completely out, but no. Burberry did amazing this year. Nicola and Brooklyn, Els Beckham, they're married now, and Valentino. I feel like they did the exact same thing, kind of like very similar to what they did last year. She wore the exact same color, pink, and he's wearing a nude suit, which I kind of like better than the other one. But it's really normal. I mean, it is gilded glamour, but at the same time, it's like I'm not excited by it. It's really normal. So, yeah. Gwen Stefani. I don't know. I kind of like it, but at the same time, I don't. Because it's, like, not gilded, and she looks like a Sharpie. Like a highlighter. There you go. I don't know if you say it like that. Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. Absolutely hate it. That look is not flattering at all. At all. Like, Courtney, that outfit is not it. Like, it is so not it. It's not flattering for your body. Like, no, I don't like it. I don't. I really hate it. I like this one. Ciara and Michael Kors, yes. Addison Rae wearing Shein, because that is not Michael Kors. That is Shein. I don't like it. No. And I don't know why Addison Rae was at the Met Gala. Precious Lee and Altusura. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. This is a gilded glamour modern. And I love it. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. And it's amazing. Cole Sprouse in Versace. I'm kind of scared by it, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, it's Cole Sprouse, so we like it. It's like, it's not gilded glamour, but it's the same thing happening with Chris, with Sebastian Stan. He looks good. He's hot. That's really everything I care about, these two people. Cara Delevingne. She's the queen of drama in the Met Gala. Obviously, Dior dressed her. I think she's gone met plenty of times dressed by Dior. I like it. I love that she just popped out her titties. She is a queen for that. And I love the gold paint around her body. I love it all. And like, she's just brave as fuck. And she has the ovaries to pull that off. And she's amazing. Ariana DeBose, or DeBose, I don't know how you say it, in Moschino. No. Bella Hadid, Burberry, one of my favorite ones of the night. I'm obsessed with this. This is gilded glamour. It's giving. I'm going to my dad's funeral's husband in the late 1890s. You know, in the late 18s. Yes, yes, yes. All black, lacy, amazing. The corset. Everything about this is making me say, let's get married, Bella Hadid. I'm obsessed with you. You're my love. And she's wearing a pearl necklace around her foot.
Yes.
That's a yes. Okay, I have to go fast now. Okay, J Balvin, no. Please load. Donatella Versace, no. Kylie Jenner, absolutely no. No. Hate it. Kim Kardashian, I like it, but I don't know. I don't like what she did to get into the dress. Lucy Boynton and Chanel, no. Future and Boss, yes. Kid Cudi, always yes, bitch. Always yes. Jacob Elordi and Burberry, boring, but yes, because it's Jacob Elordi. Karlie Kloss in Givenchy, yes. Yes. Irrelevant. Well, no, he's hot. Wait, who are you? Gabrielle Union in Versace and Dwayne Wade in Versace and Vacheron and Constantine Watch, yes. Love it. Kerry Washington and Tory Burch, yes. Katy Perry, no. Whatever you're wearing, I don't like it. Like the titty out, I don't like that moment. If you did it like Nicki Minaj or Cara Delevingne, I would have liked it, but you didn't do it that way. Maggie Rogers, I don't know who you are, but you looked really good. Please load. There are plenty more that I have not talked about. Anita and Moschino, yes. Aiza Gonzalez and Markel Kors, always yes for Aiza. Sydney Sweeney, I've already talked about her. Cardi B and Moschino, no Moschino. Versace, yes. Cardi B, Versace, yes. Khloe Kardashian, yes. Olivia Rodrigo, yes. Obsessed. Versace did pretty good. Rosalia and Givenchy, love it. Love it. Uh-huh. Normani and Christian Siriano, kind of liked it. I kind of liked it. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Why is my laptop? SZA and Vivian Westwood, I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with it. Many people didn't like it, but I loved it. What else? Madeline Petch and Moschino. Yes. She looked so good. Thomas Doherty in Dior Men. I liked it a lot. And Emily Radowski in Vintage Versace. I did not like it. I think that's everything for the Met Gala. I don't want to annoy you anymore. Pretty sure this was a very long episode in which I shouted way too much. I shouldn't have screamed this loudly, but it's okay. You guys love me anyway. If you don't, then don't listen to this podcast because this is the best podcast in the whole entire world. And if you aren't subscribed, go and subscribe. Okay? Go! 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 Okay, thank you. Love you. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you had an amazing week or weekend or day or whatever. Hope you're enjoying everything that you're doing. You're amazing. Thank you for listening. And I hope that you are doing well. Love you guys so much. And I'll see you on the next episode.